NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
We'll continue along with our 75 college football previews in the 75 days leading up to the season. And today we're staying in the Big 12. We're talking with Mike Osti. He is the managing editor at WV Sports Now. Excited to talk all things going on with West Virginia football. Mike, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us. Man, I feel like we had this conversation last year and we pretty much said Neil Brown was a marked man. It did not look good. Yeah, it did not look good. And then they go out and they go 9-4. What a year last year.
Last year was that year where everybody thought it was going to be one of the worst years in program history. Nationally, they were predicted to win four games at best. I thought maybe, as I told you, they could hang on and win six and get bowl eligibility. But who knows if that would have meant Neil Brown would stay on. Ren Baker admitted on my show and others he was in a year of evaluation of Neil Brown and the program as he was taking over and deciding on where the future would be. People were concerned about competing in the NIL era. They did get some transfer players, but a lot of them were diamonds in the rough. And then it turns out they end up going 9-4. You could make an argument they should have won 10, if not 11 games. They lose to Houston on the road, a very bad Houston team with Dana Holgorsen, former Mountaineer coach, getting fired at the end of the season. They lose on a Hail Mary at the end. If without a penalty, to Garrett Greenoff celebrating, Houston would have been further back, and it's hard to believe they would have converted that Hail Mary. They gave up 100-plus yards on the ground to Oklahoma State to lose that game. They win those two. They're at 11, and then who knows what. So it could have even been more. One of the losses was to Penn State, which obviously is a perennial contender, and they're going to open up this season with. Last year, they proved the doubters wrong. They proved all those conversations wrong. And then you fast forward into this season, they got Beanie Bishop last year and Cole Taylor last year as the major conference transfer additions, which were big deals. This year, they're getting an abundance of major conference transfer players to do that and then some. They believe they can win the Big 12, certainly get to the Big 12 title game. They believe they can go to the playoffs. They believe they should win double digits in terms of wins at minimum. They actually believe they can beat Penn State opening the season. They are at home in that game after last year. They did lose pretty convincingly despite competing hard with them. And the vibes are totally different around the program. The fans believe, the fans are not arguing about wanting Neil Brown fired as much, even though he does have his detractors. The players chose to stay. Most of the key contributors chose to stay. Being around the program, there's just an excitement level there from the staff to the fans to the players that kind of wasn't there a year ago where it was almost people wondering how long they'd be around or when they're going to get fired or what's going to happen and when the shoe would drop. So a complete 180 to last year when we talked, when the CD started, and then to now.
So, I mean, how did that happen? Because, yeah, I remember last year it was, it was pretty convincing that it looked like Neil Brown was going to be out, and now he's as popular as he's ever been. How did that come to be?
Well, I do think there was a sense of underrating the Mountaineers last year, which is what Neil Brown was arguing. I mean, to be fair to myself and colleagues in Big 12 media, the media has never correctly predicted who was going to win the conference. The media didn't see TCU coming a couple years ago, didn't see Kansas State coming, didn't see West Virginia coming. We've been wrong. And he thought we'd be wrong again, and we were. And part of it was the offensive line was so experienced. So Zach Frazier, who now I'm covering with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Doug Nestor, who getting an NFL shot. They were anchoring the line, and that line allowed the team to be a much better offense than the year before, where they were more of a air raid style offense under Graham Harrell. They became more of a run-driven team, which is when West Virginia is usually at its best. Jaheim White, who wasn't there a year ago, emerged as a freshman sensation last season, so he wasn't there 2 years ago. And they were able to just be more dynamic and explosive on offense. Garrett Green's first year as a full starter, he got hurt a little bit, but he played really well, went in there, did have his mistakes and had his moments, and they expect more from him this year. They played a lot better defensively, which isn't talked about enough. They were really bad defensively a couple years ago in the 5-7 season. That was off their normal trajectory, even under Brown, and they got back to playing with their hair on fire this past season, which allowed them to win the brawl and win games, even when the offense was puttering under Nico Markiel while Green was hurt. So all of that together, with them being underrated in a lot of different facets, kind of playing better than people thought they would and playing up to standard, it led them to winning a bowl game. It led them to 9 wins. But again, as I said, it could have been more. They did squander some opportunities for it to be more. So that's why there's expectations for it to even be more in 2024.
Garrett Green going on like year 5 at West Virginia now. And last year he showed glimpses, maybe not like overly flashy, but he was efficient. I mean, now you're going into year 5. What is the expectation with Garrett Green this season?
It's kind of all over the map. The program expects him to be one of the best quarterbacks in the conference, and not only expects it, they kind of demand it of him and have made it very clear from Neil Brown to now his quarterbacks coach in Tyler Allen, who ascended to that role, Chad Scott, the offensive coordinator. They've all made it clear that in order for them to win the Big 12 and go to the playoff and get where they're supposed to be, Garrett Green has to do what he did last year and then some and be better. You mentioned efficiency. He kind of was. He was explosive at times. He was good last year. But a 52.9 completion percentage is not going to get it done throughout the country. That's not going to win you a major conference. That's not going to vie for a national title. They have flat out said they need him to be close to 60% at kind of minimum. And if he does that with his athletic ability, with what he does through the air and on the ground, with a receiver corps that is either coming back with Treylon Ray another year under his belt, Rodney Gallagher going to do offense, defense, another year under his belt. They got Jaden Gray from Oklahoma State, who's in the Big 12 title game every year. They just got Justin Robinson from Mississippi State. They're getting a deep Cool Taylor's back. The running back, C.J. Donaldson, does come back, even though people thought he would leave when Jaheim White emerged. They have a crew around Green that's better than even last year. And if Green steps his game up, he could be one of the better quarterbacks in the country. Do I buy he's going to win the Heisman or vie for those awards? No, but if he does up his completion percentage, they could seriously contend for 10 games or more. It is a question mark if he can do that, and if he goes back to where he was at 52.9%, maybe they'll, you know, again win 7, 8, 9 games and be what they were. But to take that step, he does have to do more. Last year was his first full season as a starter after being a backup for so many years, and then prior to that, he emerged at the end of the season replacing JT Daniels, but did it mostly with his legs. So they need him to be more the complete QB. I'm imagining, like he did last year, he will be at the Manning Passing Academy again. He did have a great spring. I expect a great fall. He has the right mindset. He agrees and knows he needs to be better. We'll see.
Again, we're talking West Virginia football with Mike Oste of WV Sports now. As you mentioned earlier, this is a team that feels like it can win the Big 12, and rightfully so, right? Like, there doesn't look to be, like, a clear-cut favorite. I think K-State's a betting favorite, but, you know, there's some good teams in the conference. Of course, Texas and Oklahoma out now. What does a path to West Virginia having another really good year and maybe winning the Big 12, what does that look like?
So not only everything you said, with Texas and Oklahoma are both out of the conference, let's face it, West Virginia only had one win within the 10 years that West Virginia and Oklahoma were both in the Big 12. So they got that one win, but Oklahoma's now gone. They just destroyed West Virginia last year, as good as WVU was. Texas, they didn't play them, but Texas has been the class. They could be a class again if they were still in the Big 12. Those two teams would be preseason picks to win the conference if they were still there. They're gone. It opens up a path. Historically speaking, West Virginia is the winningest program now in the new Big 12. I would imagine Colorado might be better than they were last year. They have an explosive offense with Shore Sanders, et cetera, but they were really bad on defense, gave a lot of points. Still a question mark. Kansas State should be good. TCU is probably not what they were a couple years ago. A lot of middle-of-the-pack teams. People are high on Arizona. I'm not that high on them, et cetera. So, I guess you said, there's not a prohibitive favorite that everybody can guarantee and bet their house they're winning, you know, 10, 11 games and going to win the conference. If that door stays open and West Virginia takes care of business against a schedule that actually gets pretty easy at the end of the season based on what you'd expect from these teams, they also have a lot of these top games at home this year, they then should be able to do it. And the way the playoff works, and some can argue this isn't fair. I've argued this before because every conference is not equal. Some conferences are way better than others and tougher to win. But if you win the Big 12, which is what Neil Brown's been preaching, you get in the playoff, now a 12-team playoff, you get a high seed, so you have a good advantage there. You're likely playing on the next weekend. All of that, it can happen for West Virginia just off winning the Big 12. And despite playing two Power 4 now programs in out-of-conference play, which they've been doing, and arguably been doing more power non-conference opponents than anybody else. Really, they do have more than most with these rivalry games. Because of that, maybe they would lose a couple of those games. They likely would still lose to Penn State besides being a good team and probably would beat Pitt. But even if they would lose both to Pitt and Penn State and go in the conference play with those two losses, it would look bad and they'd be underachieving. But you win the conference, as I said, and you're in the playoffs. So I do think that's why there's a pass. But even if they start out 1-2 and win only the FCS game, they win the Big 12 games, and they're in, despite what happens against Pitt and Penn State. That is a path. The door is open. The expectations are high. And I'll say this historically, too. The West Virginia program has 15 conference titles throughout its history. That's a relatively high number. It's not, obviously, Alabama and Ohio State, but it's a relatively high number historically. They've not won one since being in the Big 12. The last one is from the Big East prior to getting into the Big 12 with Geno Smith and company. Winning one would be a gigantic deal. And we opened up the segment talking about how Neil Brown could have been fired. People wanted him gone. If he wins the first Big 12 title in program history, the first conference title since leaving the Big East, and the 16th in program history, and he's getting up to Pantheon status after he could have been fired a couple years ago. So a lot of things are different, but the expectations are high, because they do feel like there is a path right now to do it.
Yeah, it's Mike Oste talking West Virginia football, WV Sports Now. Mike, we appreciate the time today. Thank you, and enjoy this upcoming football season.
Absolutely, man. Have a good day.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona. You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.